This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. Wherever, whenever you are connecting with us, it is good to be with you. I'm Daniel Brugman, your honored host, and you are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place, and it's all about the truth here. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Thank you so much for your support and your purchases. A lot of great things we have on sale. Please don't forget to consider buying some of them from us. Buy from the good guys. 877-817-9829, ThePowerMall.com. We're going to do news with Uncle Kevin for a little bit, and then Jeffrey Mott is going to come on. He's been on several times. We're one of the first shows he ever was on. He is a friend of I met him through, then we went back and forth, and his take and his information and research is amazing. He had met Jordan Maxwell and kind of followed in the same vein as far as just a bulldog on information and perspectives and the desire to get these things out. So we're really excited to have him on. One of the first things we're going to talk about is the internet and the giving away of it and maybe the getting back of it. Let's talk about that. So he'll be joining us here in about 30 minutes or so. As far as today, in Massachusetts and Maine, today's Patriots Day. I don't know if you knew about that, Uncle Cap. They celebrate today.
I heard something about that.
But it's really Friday. April 19th is the end of this week, is the day that basically the revolution started. America, ladies and gentlemen, if you learn nothing from this broadcast, nothing, please understand the heritage, the inheritance, the whatever that you have as an American, if you are an American. If you're not American, please understand the heritage that was presented to the world by, you know, our founding fathers, by the Declaration of Independence, by the Bill of Rights. And we're going to talk quite a bit about it later this week on the 19th. We certainly will. I'll spend quite a bit of time going over that and the significance. It's been a while since I've really gone over that. We're over the top about it because its value is inestimable. And if it is to go, if it ever goes, you can Katie bar the door on the whole world, and you can write that down, ladies and gentlemen. You mark my words.
Yeah, people are going off to the camps that we lose the Constitution.
Well, I don't know what. I mean, just look at the world. Look at the history of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole world. You remember we had Patrick Wood from Technocracy.
Yeah.
He was talking about the emails he gets from around the world. Almost every country, he got an email from pretty much every country in the world about something, about this, interested in this topic. And throughout the world, all of them that he's, all the countries that he's getting responses from, people saying, they're saying they're looking to America to do something about this. Said it's gone in our country. It's lost. It's left to America yet again.
Yeah, again.
And we got to pick ourselves up.
Due process. Forget about it.
We got to pick ourselves up here and do something. So we're going to cover the news, and Jeffrey will be in here just a little bit. It'll be a fantastic broadcast. Glad you are joining us. From Reuters, Amazon workers strike at German warehouse. So the Amazon workers in Germany,
they're not getting paid enough. What's the deal, though?
Four centers there went on strike today, the latest action in a long-running campaign for better pay and conditions. Yeah, of course. Trade union Verdi said workers at warehouses in Rheinberg, Vern, Bad Hersfeld, and Koblen have stopped work, with strikes set to last until later this week, and with potentially other places joining. An Amazon spokeswoman said the company saw very limited participation in the strike across Germany. That was their observation. adding, there's no operational impact. Nothing to see here.
Yeah,
so they're choosing to ignore it right now.
Well, I'm with the strikers. They need to get paid more. That guy's the richest guy in the world, and he can't pay their employees decent.
Well, no, he can't. Because his margins, he's trying to undercut all of all of retail world.
He's trying to
undercut all of the retail world. So he's cutting everything razor thin at everybody's expense. He is taking everybody's expense, their work, their everybody's, and throughout the world, and trying to steal it and take all. You know, Amazon is a river. And this is that's what this thing is. They're trying to get a river of flow, of commerce flow throughout the world. And to do that, a lot of people need to sacrifice. That's his attitude. So no, he can't.
No, that no, I don't believe that. He gets subsidies, billions and billions of dollars of subsidies from whatever country or state and whatever it is. He could pay him a little more money.
I'm not saying he shouldn't. I think he should. What I'm saying is he is.
Yeah, but how did he? If he's just making a little itty bit on each product, how's he? Amassed $28 billion, the rich, or $58 billion, whatever it is, and he's the richest man in the world. It doesn't add up.
Okay, I'm with you. Pay him more.
Pay him more.
But I'm just telling you why he's
right.
Not.
Right, I got you. Yeah.
Because
I understand the theory.
They're taking every dollar and putting it back in to destroy retail.
But how do you get $58 billion in your back, you know, net worth?
And now they're going to compete with Walmart because Walmart's ramping up there. You know, this is the first time I'm actually rooting for Walmart, did you say, right?
Yeah.
Walmart to come and have some internet competition.
And last time we went to the Walmart, what was the sign we saw outside? Going into the lobby?
I don't know what.
We now pay $11 an hour.
Oh yes, that's right. That's true.
From 10.
And they're redoing the front so they could take online orders and have them delivered right there.
That's
have
right.
Have a pickup right
That's
there.
Right.
They're redoing the whole store.
Yeah. Smart. Smart, smart, smart.
Let's move on to Julian Assange. Activist posts multiple government websites taken down after Julian Assange was arrested.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of expected, don't you think?
Yeah.
The backlash?
Yeah, the backlash.
What do you make of this Julian Assange thing? I know we talked about it a little bit this weekend.
I think it's a setup. Yeah.
Set up how? What do you mean?
Because they went in there, arrested them. Usually when you arrest somebody, you put your hands behind your back, lock them up, and escort them out. They didn't do that. They half carried him out, and he had a book of Gore Vidal.
The Gore Vidal book about the deep state. Well, it's not about the deep state, but kind of the deep
yeah,
state.
It's,
yeah,
it's about, yeah, basically losing your freedoms.
Yeah.
And then at the end, somewhere along there, they said that he winked at the cameras and stuff like that. And I did look. He winked. Yeah.
Well,
so I think he's coming over to be extradited.
So this is a good thing.
Yeah,
so
it's a good thing.
So in America, so he can be safe.
So he can be safe.
Well, we'll see.
So he can be, and testify. I've heard Giuliani has been out on the weekend talking about, you know, it's a good thing Julian Assange is coming around, you know, coming here.
To America.
Yeah. So if he says he didn't say anything about locking him up or anything like that. So,
okay.
You know, he could be used to. Go ahead.
Good. Let's go to Sputnik. Another story. Russia helps Venezuelan probe into attacks on power grid. Remember all those power grid? Remember we spent that time explaining the power grid failures in Venezuela to the people?
We did.
If you turn your light switch on. The power is off.
Yeah.
You've been rationed.
That is correct.
If the power turns on, the lights turn on, you are not rationed.
That's right.
There you go.
And don't mind that convoy of trucks.
Of oil.
Of trucks carrying of oil going out of the...
Yeah, never mind that. Don't pay attention to that. Well, Russia is going to help solve their Venezuela's problems and figure this out.
Oh.
Which is interesting because there's another article about Trump, the administration is considering attacking Venezuela. So... China has soldiers there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of... obviously, this is... The only reason anybody cares... Nobody ever cares about countries like this. Never.
Never.
Unless they got some sort of natural resource.
Yeah.
Which Venezuela certainly
Loaded
with it. And they're heavy... rare earth
minerals.
Rare earth
minerals loaded with them. And,
Activist post, Trump administration mulls attacking Venezuela. Like I said, the Center for Strategic and International Studies hosted an off-the-record event. Off-the-record, then why are we talking about it? It's off-the-record. During which a number of President Trump's highest-ranking advisors discussed the possibility of the attack. Details of what was discussed have not been disclosed above and beyond the general possibility of the U.S. attacking. There you go. Later this week, do you have a comment on that?
Well, I think we talked about it before. We agreed on... we have to go down there and throw those people out, throw Russia out.
I don't necessarily agree with that. No. We can't let them set up a...
Right.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, no matter what it takes. 500,000 troops, send them down there.
Well, we got everybody all over the world. I mean, this is important. I mean, what's going on in some, you know, EBF, Egypt, Afghanistan
don't,
is
don't
not
Don't nothing for us.
You know, unless you're a drug dealer.
Right.
Then it's important for the CIA so the drugs get on the plane.
Yeah.
But we can't have a foreign country having outposts in our hemisphere
nope,
here.
No, can't do it.
That's not going to work.
No, nope, ain't going to work.
Whether there's oil or not there, that ain't going to work.
No.
Migrants monitored for Ebola. along the Texas border. That gives you a lot of hope, right? A lot of safety, a lot of feeling.
Mm-hmm. I take my colloidal silver every day.
Oh, I like that oregano. I take both. I take that and oregano.
I'm not taking any chances.
Well, it's just another example of how ridiculous you have these people, New York, whatever, screaming about forcing me to get vaccinated. And yet the border's wide open, and God only knows what these people have. And where's the same clamor for that?
Yeah.
Measles was eradicated. One, start with, Sherry Tenpenny, great quote, Facebook, she had a post. Measles is not a disease. It's an infection.
Yeah.
It's an infection. Measles was eradicated for America. How did it get here? Another big story.
Another big question.
Another big story. The outbreak in, was it Minnesota or Michigan? I can't remember.
It's up north there somewhere.
Yeah, they're trying to claim that there's a big outbreak, kind of like in New York, right? Well, we had an outbreak of three people. Well, it turns out that they did a study on their blood and found out it was not a wild strain of measles.
Okay, what was it?
A vaccinated strain of measles. So they said, no outbreak. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said it. Mueller report will be released later this week. It's going to turn out to a big womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, nothing.
Donald Trump urges Congress to return to Washington and fix immigration laws. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I hope he does. I hope he does what he says. Just put him in the bus, ship him to the sanctuary city.
No. Get him out of the country.
Well, he can't do that right now.
You can't ship him to the sanctuary city.
Sure,
either.
He can. That's legal.
Well, it's legal for him to get him out, too.
True, according to the Constitution.
That's right.
We're not under the Constitution right now. We're under the corporate.
We are here. There's a flag. See this?
Yeah,
flag here?
It doesn't have
13 stars on it. Trump signs executive order. Very good news to protect the U.S. from EMP attacks.
Very good.
Trump is certainly aware of our vulnerability.
Oh, yeah, he's starting to harden things.
So the Trump administration has signed a historic executive order to strengthen the country's critical infrastructure against EMP attacks. Very good.
Very, very good.
Yes, very good. L.A. homeless crisis spirals out of control. Well, even Cher is saying, well, maybe we can't handle the immigrants here in Los Angeles.
Well, Cory Booker came out and said, it'll make our city unsafe if all them immigrants come there.
Well, Corey wants to run for president.
I know. He changed his mind real quick.
He would be.
Yeah.
America's not about this.
No.
Look, people can say whatever they want, bleeding heart liberal, blah, blah, blah. The Mexicans give them a chance, and all these people, they just want to. BS. BS. I'm not going to cuss. BS.
Right.
They're destroying our country.
Yeah, trying to.
And I'm not blaming them. Our policies and the way it's going about is destroying our country. I am not. Daniel Brigman is not saying Mexicans are destroying our country. Our policies on immigration are destroying our country.
Our leaders.
Well, we're not standing up. We're not doing anything. I guess in Texas, maybe they are. We'll be right back. More news and then...
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at the Power Mall.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Somewhere, Charles Laughton is screaming Sanctuary in the back of my mind. Maureen O'Hara.
Maureen O'Hara. Oh, she was so beautiful in that movie.
Is she like the prettiest redhead ever?
Oh, and she was at the peak. She was at the peak of her beautiness.
Her beautiness. Is that a new word?
That is.
We're talking about The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
1939.
That another unbelievable. That year was the greatest year of movie making ever.
Yeah.
Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire. I don't know. Last time I checked, it was still burning. They think it's going to burn all the way down.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They said the framing of the cathedral is going to burn all the way down, they said. And they're worried about the artwork that's in there. Well, from what I said, they were just trying to get the artwork out
there. Out.
Yeah, I haven't heard if they got it out or not. So
that seems very suspicious to me.
They
don't have a way to stop fire. I mean, a building like that, they don't retrofit with some.
Of course, they got sprinklers.
Well, not sprinklers. I mean, they got something much better than that nowadays.
Yeah,
they got that chemical stuff. I mean, they'll
sucks
out the oxygen.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
that's very suspicious. Very, very suspicious.
Donald Trump Jr. is sounding.
Well, I got one more thing about.
Go ahead.
I guess the Hunchback's going to have to find a new place to live, though.
Yeah.
Find a new apartment.
Well, there, the streets of San Francisco, like everybody else, I guess. Donald Trump Jr. is sounding the alarm, warning that if we do not stop big tech from shadow banning conservatives, we'll end up in the same boat as China, and it'll be our own fault. One problem, we're already there. Story out of RT. Big tech plus Big Brother, privatized social credit score systems coming to the U.S. sooner than we think. We're going to talk a lot about this with Jeffrey. He's becoming a real expert in this arena, and it's important.
Real important. Real important.
And
we pay attention to this.
And this article says, Americans are laboring under the delusion we live in a free society with a Bill of Rights preventing the government from taking our speech away.
Just go on YouTube. You'll see they take our rights. They take them off to jail. No due process.
But we've seen plenty of evidence that the U.S. is using private sector monopolies like Facebook and Twitter to get around those irritating laws, holding them back from full-on takeover. Well, the Internet, when Obama passed the Internet over, that's basically what they did. Well, now it's, you know, the Internet can do whatever they want because it's not America anymore. Right. The Bill of Rights doesn't apply.
Trump wants it back, though, big time.
Oh, we're going to talk about that with Jeffrey. He's got a good idea and plan for that. Global research, glyphosate, worse than we can imagine. It's everywhere, quote-unquote, clear from Monsanto's action. It does not care whether Roundup causes cancer, focusing instead on manipulating public opinion and undermining anyone who raises genuine and legitimate concerns about Roundup. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, 100%.
That's about right. Killing the soil, too. Speaking of soil, Economic Collapse blog, Michael Snyder. We haven't had him on in a while. We need to have him on again. I really enjoy
having
him on.
Yeah, I like him too. Yeah, he's good.
Another bomb cyclone, quote unquote, will bring more flooding to parts of the Midwest that were hit by a 1,000-year flood last month.
Wow.
What does that mean for you? Look.
Higher priced food.
Yes, I've told you this
everywhere,
over and over again. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a fear monger or whatever. If you have not bought some food storage or not have something set aside or have, you know, maybe now time to take a little time to make some preparations. Give Jay a call. We'll put the demand on sale. We'll put the stuff on sale. We now have the gluten-free in stock. If you're looking for gluten-free, we have it on sale.
And it's all around the world. You know, crops are failing.
You know, you may need to think about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Buy some new manna food.
Be prepared.
Or something else. Buy anything. Just get something in your house, okay? Have a month. Have at least a month. And I would get more, but start with a month if you can do that. Scientists print world's first 3D heart.
Wow.
That's kind of cool, isn't it? I mean, that's scary or cool. I don't know which. Which one is it?
Well, if you need a heart, that's pretty cool.
That's real cool. Yeah. On Monday, a team of Tel Aviv University researchers revealed the heart, which was made using a patient's own cells and biological material. Until now, scientists have not been able to do that. That is cool.
I heard about 50.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yeah.
That's cool. If I'm that guy, that's cool. Or girl, whoever it is. Your car is watching you. Who owns the data? There's a big debate about that.
Oh, they got those boxes in there that track everything in those new cars.
There's a proposed new Texas law. It would demand safety studies for vaccines.
Oh, I like that.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, if they'll find they're no good and outlaw.
Well, as you can imagine, all of the vaccine industries. Well, this is
it's outrageous.
This is outrageous. So how can we? We don't have time doing all this. We got to help people. You know, we got to help the
herd. Herd.
Yeah, we got to help the herd. We got to help the, you know, the ladies be sterile and things with the HPV. Let's give it to boys, too.
Yeah.
Dirty Dozen, which foods have the most pesticides? Great article. Potatoes, celery, tomatoes. Make sure you wash your food, fruit, anything. Cherries, peaches, grapes, apples, nectarines. At least a nectarine you can peel. Kale, spinach, strawberries. Wow, that's interesting. Bug bombs aren't just infected, they're also extremely toxic.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
I wouldn't put one out in my house.
We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family. This tournament, and to have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020, the 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over at the Power Mall, we still have some of that Children's Vitamir toothpaste, buy one, get one free, which is a fantastic deal. The High Complex CS, Dr. Robert Abel, you guys use a lot of that. You buy a lot of that, understandably so. REM Sleep, the High Complex is on sale. The Super Silver is on sale. Check that out. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops, the Cardio Miracle guy, John Hewlett, will be on later this week. All the great products, this is how we're funded. Thank you so much for your purchases. If you're not quite in the market for a purchase, what have you, you don't want to buy from the good guys just yet, please consider a donation. It allows us to bring people like our next guest, Jeffrey Matt. So thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. We now have a different merchant account on there. You can use PayPal, but you don't have to use PayPal. you just click and pay with credit card. You don't have to use PayPal. And you know that story. We went back and forth about that. So if you do want hemp and all, you got to call. You know the deal. 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your purchases and your consideration. Our next guest, I believe we were, if we're not the first, we're certainly one of the first radio shows, national radio shows that had Jeffrey on. And Jordan Maxwell had recommended me to call him. And I found him to be a kindred spirit. And people like Jordan, people like Jeffrey, so many of the other guests that we have, they have I talk to these people off air, and they have such a passion for your well-being. Really. They dedicate their life. They sacrifice. They, their pursuit of truth. They want to bring the things that they discover. They want you to be happy. They want you to be free. And Jeffrey is one of those people. His email, his website, Jeffrey Matt, and the Matt is M-A-T-T-E. JeffreyMatt.com is his website. He is, he's Canadian born. He's always been a curious individual throughout his life. He's becoming quite an expert on information. Maybe an expert on nothing. A real good guy on a lot of things. So we're glad to have him on. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Power Hour.
What a pleasure to be on, and such kind words. I really appreciate it. And I do care about everybody who's listening in today, and even those who are going to eventually become listeners of the Power Hour. Well, I'm going to welcome them aboard if you go in the archives. I do care about freedom and about the family. And so the research and the privilege to be on your network and to have your ear, that's a real gift. So appreciate that.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're going to talk about a lot of things this hour and a half or so. Let's start with the Internet. Now, the Internet, if you're going to say, probably is the most valuable economic commodity probably in the world. If you just said the Internet, America developed it with DARPA, whatever. We developed it. We financed it. We put it. We basically, the United States of America, put it all together. And then we inexplicably, under Obama, said, well, let's just turn it over to a foreign conglomerate. I mean, this is the single greatest economic commodity in the world is, I would have to say, I mean, maybe something else, is the Internet. And we gave it away. Jeffrey, let's discuss this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm almost at a loss for words, because for the United States, first of all, it's a corporation, and the United States can be the beacon to recapture freedom, the experiment that the founding fathers put together to give the individual the power to live the closest thing to a free life as possible. It can be recaptured, but it can't if the Internet's given to the UN. And there's some stuff on the Internet that talks a little bit about this. There's some YouTube clips that explain it exactly. There's a gentleman named Morgan Wright, and his last name is W-R-I-G-H-T, and his first name is Morgan. And he's a cybersecurity expert. He helped launch lawsuits when the Obama administration wanted to transfer the Internet, which is today ICANN. And so ICANN, I don't want to go into all the description, but you can look that up. And, if you transfer the Internet outside the purview of the Department of Commerce for the United States and the military, and you renegotiate the contract and you make it a free-floating, independent body, Morgan Wright was talking about this on a Fox News clip on YouTube or on the Fox Network, saying this is basically going to the UN, and if we don't, it's too quick, there's no oversight. We're going into a, he even said, we're going to a new world, and I'm not sure what it's going to be like. Well, to block world communism, and that is the United Nations. For those of you who aren't familiar with this, there's a lot of misinformation being pumped out there. It's called the deep state. The deep state is a term I learned, we've all heard. Ultimately, my assessment is that it's actually the gears and the workings of the United Nations in the background. That's really what it is. And when Obama decided to give the Internet away, and it's a private company out in California, it's open for the pickings. And that's one of the biggest milestones to help launch the social credit system around the world. What is the social credit system? You will not be able to do anything in your life, work, or personal life without it being recorded, without being given a score, without being monitored. And so you have to take it away from the American infrastructure and make it available to the UN. So that's what Obama did.
And let me pause right there. Jeffrey, let's pause a second. And I did a bad job of probably introducing it. Let's go back a little bit for people. I was not fully aware of this. Give a little bit of the history. America, through DARPA or whatever, basically America developed the internet. Is that, you know, confirm or deny that, and then go forward. And then what did Obama actually do, and who did he give it to? So let's be clear about that. So before we go any further.
Sure. So IARPA, first, I'll give you the short version of the story. The internet was created in the American environment, the United States environment, okay, under the military. And over the years, the Department of Commerce and the U.S. military were sort of the guardians of this IARPA, this beginning of the internet, you know, when it was really...
That's why it's .com, right? That's why everything was .com to begin with, .commerce, .com.
Right. And, well, yeah, .com is for commerce, that's correct. But also, too, it was the precursor, you know, supposedly it was a way to communicate in case there was a thermonuclear war and you couldn't go outside and you still need to be able to communicate with each other. That's one of the sort of the stories that's floating around, that was one of the original ideas of why the internet came around. Once it was built up and put into place and then the world started to use it and it started to become popular, well, you know, the contract ran out and I think it was in... let's see here exactly. It was in 2016, in October 1st, the Obama administration decided to transfer this entity outside of the scope and purview of the military and the Department of Commerce, okay, the U.S. government, and then it sort of extract it and make it as a free-floating corporation. And they say they're nonprofit and all this, and then I called them once, and they had no real answers. Well, who owns it? Well, it's just a body of people who care and all this stuff. They didn't want to say it's going to the UN. Yeah, there's people who care, and we're all kumbaya. And I said, well, can you find out? He says, no, that's just how it is. So when they couldn't answer the question, and I found this gentleman, Morgan Wright, who's really nailing it down. For the person who's like myself and you, the student of life, you can find out that there was a serious concern. There were lawsuits filed. He's definitely one of the key people. He's a cyber expert saying this is a huge risk. It's exposing us. All the .gov domains for the United States government are now up in the air. If some other country or company buys it out, you know, what happens to the United States government? What if I had enough money to buy ICANN or become a major shareholder in it? You know, what happens to the entire cyber commercial infrastructure for the United States government? It's basically compromised. So I wonder if Obama understood all that when he said, I'm going to give it away. You know, so you can look that up on October 1st, 2016. And so now with the issues with the internet being born in the U.S. and managed and then transferred out. When Morgan Wright talks about it, it's basically going to the United Nations. The United Nations is a corporation that the global elite want to use to manage all the nation states, and they have to dissolve the U.S. That's the big daddy. If the U.S. goes down, it's over. It's over for everybody. It doesn't mean everybody's going to die. It just means that freedom and being able to live the life that you want to live, sending your children, they get to pick their career and all that stuff, it's all going to be controlled by the social credit system and artificial intelligence in a way that you and I aren't comfortable with. Like, example, China.
Okay, so he gave it away. One, did he have the authority to give it? I mean, you're telling me that was a private corporation to begin with. He gave it away, and he gave it away to who? You say the UN, but ICANN is not. You know, somebody looks at it, ICANN is not the UN, so explain that connection.
Correct. So basically, if I'm basically going to bring it down to my level of understanding. It's they created it, made a private entity called ICANN, and then they just released it from the government's purview and control. So now it's just a private company in California. So it's open. It's open to being purchased or bought out or God knows what.
Hold that thought, Jeffrey. Okay, good point. There's the music. I was so bothered by that, but it didn't get the attention it deserves. JeffreyMatt.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can get real convoluted real fast, and so, but this is very important, and there's not very many people who have the ability to connect all these dots, so I'm going to try to kind of just keep you between the ditches here, Jeffrey, as we go forward, because there's a lot of moving parts here. The internet was given away. We have the 68th United Nations Civil Society Conference. I don't know if you knew this, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time, we'll be on American soil, and looks like the end of August in Salt Lake City for the first time. And their goal is sustainable development goals, resilient cities, all those words that Deborah Tavares has warned about, Debbie Bacigalupi, Patrick Wood, they've all warned us about. It's right in our face. It's happening. Everything 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, they're implementing all this. Okay, so Jeffrey, let's pick up where we left off. The internet is taken out of America's purvey, America's control, so that when they do whatever they want to do, control, censorship, the Bill of Rights doesn't apply, what have you. Okay, now that it's out of our control, it's somewhere else. Now let's move forward. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is it opens the door for the United Nations to work in conjunction with all the other corporate member states, which are subservient to it. Everybody who's part of the United Nations is what everybody knows this. Is you don't have to do any research.
You're hard to hear. Eric, can you turn – hold on. Your volume is way down. Eric, can you turn them up? Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, so I don't know if you can hear me a little bit better.
There you go.
But the United Nations is world communism. And world communism is going to use the internet because it's been released from the United States government, and it's a private nonprofit corporation in California. Just for the listeners, it's called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. And so what that means is that as the United Nations is building world communism all over the world and dissolving the United States so that it can finally take over the world, it's going to roll out a global social credit system, and it's going to be a potential model to replace the financial infrastructure that we have now. And so this is something that's very, very – it's going to basically remove what we will call the lives that we are accustomed to here in North America, where you can go to school where you want. You can rent apartments or buy homes where you see fit, and you can live the way you want. Because with the social credit system, which is going to be connected to the Chinese one, they're going to go full blast here next year for 1.4 billion people, where everything you do, everything you say, however long you take in the grocery store, it's going to give a score into your behavior. It has nothing to do if you pay your bills on time. It has to do with what you say, who you're with, who your friends are. And so world communism wants this one system for everybody. So releasing the internet from the U.S. government military means it's now available for the U.N. to take it. And Morgan Wright talks about this. If you want to look it up on the internet, just type in what Obama's internet giveaway is really about. And so the social credit system is basically what the UN wants. It's a place, given the FBI training that last year, they have a training for the FBI agents saying, one profession, no borders. Well, Hillary Clinton was talking about it in one of her speeches. She wants a world with no borders. So even the FBI agents are now being trained about that.
All right, let's go to China, because we've heard a lot about China. We've seen the videos. Really alarming. I mean, what they say... I may be overestimating, but something in the millions of plane tickets, train tickets have been denied to people because of their social credit scores. And that's just in the limited rollout that's already occurred. Millions.
Correct.
Let's talk about what's going on in China now. What does this look like? And then we'll talk about the transition. I got a question about that, but let's go to China first.
Sure. So China came out with a program to supposedly, the way it's being painted in the alternative and the mainstream is that the social credit system comes from China. They are just the location where they're going to test out the technology. And the history about it is that, well, we built up China really quick and it's this high tech place now. We didn't have time to build up a credit bureau like we have in Canada or the United States. And so what we're going to do is we're going to cut all the corruption out in businesses and in the individual and monitor what everybody does and purify the people. And so your whole life is going to be digitally linked to your digital identity, and they use facial recognition, voice analysis. They even have headbands they put on employees to see if they're stressed. They have like a Google Glasses for bosses walking around in the offices to see someone who's tired or upset or afraid, and you can end up being fired. They even have employees who you know, employees, citizens, who if you're not behaving well, you're going to be given a wristband, and it's like an ankle bracelet for people who are on parole. But out in China, if they're going to track your heart rate, they're going to check, see if you're slacking off. And if you're not good, you can go to prison. There's no real negotiating. This social credit system in China right now, if it makes it to the United States, which is being built right now as we speak, you will not, your children and your grandchildren will live in an outdoor prison. That's just the bottom line. I'm not trying to be scary.
All right, let's not get too overexcited here. Let me ask you this question as talking about transitioning from China to America. You know, China has a different ethic. They're a different culture. They're East. They have this, not a communist, that's not the right word, but they have this idea of a common good. They have more of a culture of common good. I don't want to say communism, I don't want to say socialism, but at least they seem to be wired different than Americans are, per se. Americans are not about, at least right now, they're not about to buy any of this. I just can't see this, the Chinese social credit score being enacted in America. If you were to take it and put it right here, right now, there's no way. So I get what you're saying and I see it, but how in the world do they think they're going to transition that over to America?
Well, we'll start with the real basic stuff. You know, I used to have a grocery card at Ralph's for discounts. Ralph's aren't, maybe Harris Teeter, Piggly Wiggly, or all your grocery store chains, buy low, they're starting to have membership cards and discount cards in your pharmacy, and then next thing you know, you have to start rating restaurants, and you start even at Netflix employees, they rate each other. This is a soft version of a social credit system that's being slowly built up, and as everybody, this is the best part about the Power Hour, the quality of the mind of the listenership is so incredible. You're going to understand this right away. Companies fail and financially have difficulties, and they end up getting bought out. And I'll give you a perfect example. There's a grocery store chain that had a membership card and a pharmacy, and they ended up merging. And so next thing you know, one company knows everything you buy at the pharmacy and knows everything you buy at the grocery store. And if you have Uber or Lyft or Netflix, now they know what you watch, where you eat, what you, you know. Now all of a sudden, you're building a social credit, but it's all under the radar.
So it's secret. So right now, so basically what you're telling me, there's the music, but basically what you're saying, yes or no, is that the social credit score is being built right under our noses without us even being aware of it.
Correct.
So interesting. Okay, more on the other side of Jeffrey Matt. JeffreyMatte.com is his website. We're going to get into quite a few things. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.